We have a couple of in-studio special guests right now. Joining us from Northfield's Rotary Club are Gene Wakely and Brent Nystrom. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us on. We're happy to be here.
Thank you both for coming in. Boy, the Rotarians have so much going on. You are one busy organization. And it's all very admirable stuff. We're going to talk about a couple of the events that you have coming up, the four-way taste and also the bike tour. Then we've already talked about the EV event, the electric vehicle event. We're going to have somebody on a little closer to that as well. But boy, I got to hand it to you, Rotarians. You keep yourselves busy. All right, why don't we start off by talking? Let's do this, I guess, chronologically. We can start off by talking the four-way taste.
Yeah.
Brent, that's right up your alley, isn't
right,
it?
Right. Thank you, Jeff. Right. Yes, the four-way taste is back, and it's back in person, we're happy to say. And this started in 2019, was our first time. We had it out at the Red Barn east of town, and in 2020, of course, we couldn't do that in person. We had a modified event where people bought boxes of spirits and beer and wine. But we're happy to be back out at the Red Barn, and Tammy and Pat out there are gracious enough to host us. But this event it's a tasting event and one of the Rotary fundraisers. So we welcome vendors, local folks, breweries, wineries, the cidery, Loon Liquor this year. That's new. And they serve taste to people who buy tickets, come out, enjoy the Red Barn, enjoy a fall evening, enjoy live music, enjoy each other. What we need now is for people to buy tickets.
All right.
Yes.
Get hungry, get thirsty.
Yes.
And buy some tickets. Right. Yeah, it's coming up on the 16th. What day is that? Maybe a Thursday?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, in fact.
Oh, wow.
A Thursday evening, and there's two ticket levels. There's $25, kind of the general admission. It starts at 5:30, so you get in at that time. I can start enjoying these tastes. I should say also, Maria and the taco truck will be out there for food.
All right.
As well. And so there's also a VIP level. So for $75, you can come out a whole hour early, get those tastes, no lines, less people. And start enjoying your evening earlier.
All right.
Yeah.
Boy, it sounds like a fun night. The Red Barn Farm is such a nice venue. It's just got that rural flavor to it. You just feel like you're stepping into a place that has fresh air.
Correct. We were just out there for a visit last week, and it looks fabulous. I mean, they've really done a nice job out there. Multiple venues. We're going to spread out. I mean, part of this, having it in person, is COVID protocols that we put in place, Jeff. And so we're spreading out the vendors. We're asking people, in fact, we're requiring people to show proof of vaccination or a negative test within the last 72 hours. So we're taking it seriously. We want people to be safe. We want this mostly outdoor event to be super enjoyable. So,
all right. Yeah. With the pandemic still going on, it looked like a few months ago it was going to be over very soon as we entered summer, but not quite over yet. So you've had to work that into your plans as well.
Right. Yeah. That's right. We really spent time thinking about it as a group, and the Rotary Board has weighed in, and we feel comfortable with these protocols. We know that might not be for everybody, but I think the protocols may encourage more people to come, possibly.
Yeah. Now, how do people get tickets for that?
Right. So they're online. So if you find the Rotary Club of Northfield website, which I believe is northfieldrotary.org, and then click on the events section, you'll find the four-way taste page. From there, you'll see all the protocols, you'll see all the vendors, and then there's a link to the ticket site. Buy those tickets. We need people to come. I mean, success with the more tickets that we sell, right? So, and that's all good for all the causes that Rotary supports. So this is for a good cause. It's a great night, great food, great music, great spirits, great beer, great wine. Like, I'm not sure what the downside is.
I don't think there is one.
Right, it
all sounds good.
I hope you're coming, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I will be there.
All right.
Let's talk about the bike tour. That's coming up, just about a little over a week later, and Gene's going to be in charge of that one.
Well, I'm not in charge.
Okay.
Okay. But I am one of the many talented people that are putting the bike tour together.
We have a hold on a second. We're going to have to switch microphones. For some reason, we're not coming through on that microphone.
Well, look at that. How about that? Does that work?
Yeah. Now all you're right. coming through loud and clear.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, the Northfield Rotary Bike Tour has always been a great success, bringing in some up to sometimes 900 bikers from around multiple. They've even come from far away as Colorado, but we are typically had it at the DJJD event, but we have now moved it from the DJJ event to the end of September, September 25th. Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday, and I'm going to leave this information with you, Jeff, in case somebody calls in for help. So this is, one of our Rotary fundraisers of ours that supports so many of our local and international projects, Clean Water in Guatemala, International Youth Exchange, local youth projects like the Key and the Butterfly Project, Milltown Trail, polio, and COVID immunizations around the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the money really goes to very important causes. So this year, we are adding the gravel. Everybody wants to, we want to get out and eat that gravel.
Are you sure everybody wants that?
But we'll have rides, a townie ride, 10 miles out to Dundas and back, and you know, and then which is great for the family and friends. And then we'll have rides that go from 25 to 100 miles out. We've condensed the rides, and we'll have SEG support, food and water at all of our aid stations. Bike for fun, bike for exercise, bring your friends, bike for charity. And for those going to on the Montgomery ride, Frank's Bakery on Main Street in Montgomery is going to have a free kolache for those who go in with their wristband on. So, I mean, if that's not a reason to ride your bike to Montgomery, I don't know what is.
Get some nourishment while you're there for the ride home.
That's exactly right. So, again, our registration will be online, northfieldrotary.org/rotarybiketour. Mm-hmm. Same thing, /four-way taste. So I'll leave that with you, Jeff. And then registration is online for $29 for the day, but same-day registration will go up to $39. The townie ride, $10 online, or $15 same day. Okay. So the check-in table opens at 6 a.m., and the bikers are free to leave at 7. And we have to remember, September 25th, it's going to be dark out there. So we really encourage bikers to wear their safety gear, and we will make sure that they get off to a safe start from the middle school.
And what time do they go off?
They go out, we allow them back on the road at 7 a.m. Okay. So registration opens at 6, and it goes quite quickly.
Okay.
Especially for people who have signed up online. But we are also looking for our Friends of the Rotary. Mm-hmm. And these are volunteers who are not Rotarians, but they love to support bike events. And with that, we're going to have them call Rotarian John Sinning and leave a message that they would like to support our aid stations and help the bikers get through and do all the things, because we need more volunteers than we have Rotarians. We have about 135 Rotarians.
Wow.
Not all of them can come out, but we need more Friends of the Rotary to come out and help. So, and September 25th, forecast is a blend of sun and clouds, perfect for biking weather at 66 degrees. Is that not perfect? Just made for us. So come on out, and we'll be looking forward to seeing all the bike enthusiasts in some capacity or the other.
All right. You always get a good crowd, a nice run.
And gosh.
Having it on a weekend in the fall, boy, the weather's going to be perfect. It's nice, dry air. It's not that humid air that comes
through. And the color on out in the country, it's going to be beautiful. Just beautiful.
And there's something for the more novice bicyclist as well, the Townie Tour.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a wonderful time. Folks, once again, the four-way taste is coming up on the 16th, which is a Thursday night. That's at Red Barn Farm. And the bike tour is on September the 25th. Find out more information at northfieldrotary.org. Go to the event page, and you can register for both of those.
Both of them.
All right. Gene, Brent, is there anything else we haven't mentioned about the Rotarians that you'd like to throw in?
Just real quick, Jeff. Mm-hmm. you know, we couldn't pull this off without a lot of help and support from a lot of local folks. In particular, on the four-way taste, Brian Witt and the Muni is really our event partner. They are, Brian in particular, has done a lot to help with the taste in getting some of the vendors in and helping us organize it. So I wanted to, you know, give a shout out to the Muni, Tammy and Pat at the Red Barn, and then really our local breweries, distillery, and cidery. I mean, that's the core of who we are. So, you know, local club, local folks really helping out. Just wanted to say thank you to them.
All right. And it's a great, great small town event. All right. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck with that. Once again, NorthBrielderotary.org, and we'll have the link on our website as well. Just look for the interview. Thanks again for coming in. Good luck.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Brent Nystrom and Gene Wakely with the Northfield Rotary Club. You're listening to the 1 95.1 FM and AM 1080.